USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the American economy and inflation concerns most people in our country, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is headed to testify on Capitol Hill. Powell will face 2 days of oversight hearings today and Thursday as the bank braces for a battle with surging inflation. It should be noted the Feds are almost certain to hike interest rates at its March 15th, 16th monetary policy meeting. The midterm elections are officially underway as Texas held its primaries Tuesday. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott handily beat several challengers.
But listen, at the end of the day, we need to realize that there is no government program that can replace the role that parents play in the education and health care of their own children.
Leading to a November face-off with Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who also cruised to victory. Russia continues its assault on Ukraine and braced for another day of fighting Wednesday. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
As Russia becomes more isolated from the world after its invasion of Ukraine, let's get more information from the area.
Some Ukrainian families are separated as Russia invades their country. Olga Dolgasur is a Ukrainian now living in the United States with family in the now war-torn country. She joins Fox News to talk about the situation.
It's a tight-knit family. They have elders or little kids, and they live on the eastern part, and the border is too far. Some of them don't have neither means to get there nor the physical ability, so they all decided to stay. And they spent the last 4 days in the basement.
More than 520,000 Ukrainian refugees have fled to other European countries. The UN saying that number could rise to anywhere between 1 million and 5 million. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden believes that cutting the cost of prescription drugs will be the first step in fighting inflation.
My plan to fight inflation will lower your cost and lower the deficit. 17 Nobel laureates in economics said my plan will ease long-term inflationary pressures. Top business leaders, and I believe most Americans support the plan. And here's the plan. First, cut the cost of prescription drugs.
GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa.
I saw what happens when prices rise faster than wages. The Biden administration believes inflation is a, quote, high-class problem. I can tell you, it's an everybody problem. I saw moms and dads' paychecks buy them less and less. I watched working people choose which essentials to take home and which ones to leave behind. And now President Biden's decisions have a whole new generation feeling that same pain. When I took the oath of office 5 years ago, I promised Iowans that I would never lose sight of who I was working for, that I wouldn't become detached from the problems they were facing, from the problems that I had faced myself. But you don't have to check groceries to see what high inflation does to people. You just need to step outside of the DC bubble. Talk to Americans about what's on their mind. Ask them, what are your concerns? What keeps you up at night? And they'll tell you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.